this morning is a different kind of morning. This morning we gather with Christians all over the world and observing what's called All Saints Day. Not something that a lot of Baptist churches do, but we do it because it's important and it's good. All Saints Day is a day that we are mindful of all of those who have gone before us in the faith, all of those who followed the ways of Jesus through good times, through hard times, from the people of Scripture to the people in our very own lives, who have lit the path to show us how to follow faithfully too. And so we are going to be mindful of these people all morning long. What we're going to do is, as we sing this morning, we sing like 5 songs before the sermon. So anytime as we sing, we've got 2 tables up here with tea light candles. And if you're comfortable, I invite you to come up any point in that time. And from the big candle that represents Christ in our midst, light a tea light in honor of someone in your life who has gone before you, who's in the presence of Jesus right now. And as you light that candle, it's a token of gratitude for the life they've lived before you. And it's also a picture of hope that just as the light of Christ is shining, so is their light. They are here with us because they're with Christ and Christ is here with us. And so as we sing, we will reflect on those who are singing around his throne with us. One of the few things we know about heaven is that there's a whole lot of singing. And so as we sing to our Lamb, our voices join those who we love who have gone before us. It's a beautiful day. And with all that in mind, hear these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So we're always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we're at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. Would you pray with me? Father God, this morning, we join the words of hope from the Apostle Paul and his longing as well. The hope that to be absent from this body is to be fully present with you. We look forward to that day, O God, and we celebrate those whom we love who already know that reality. And Father, along with Paul, we say, as so long as we're still here in these bodies, in this place, our hearts only want to please you. And so this morning, as we remember those who have lived faithfully in our midst, we give you thanks for them. We share our love for them together with you. And we ask you to help us faithfully run our race as well. And so this morning, would you encourage our hearts where they're sad? Would you inspire us where we're just a little bit complacent? And would you awaken us in all the places we're asleep? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got your Bible, you can open to Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to read the first 3 verses in 2 different versions. First, the more traditional version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. And in the Message version, the same verses. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there, in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Would you pray with me? And so, Jesus, now we turn to that story again and again, because we need a little adrenaline in our souls. We need a little something extra to help us press on in these long days. And so, Father, you know where our hearts are. You know where we need you. And so we invite you in these moments, oh God, as we turn to your word, to let your spirit move freely in and among us. Help us hear whatever it is, oh God, that you know we need to hear. And help us be who it is you've called us to be. And help us, oh God, to do whatever it is you're calling us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why are you here this morning? Actually, think about it for just a second. Maybe come up in your mind with your top two reasons. Why are you here this morning? You don't have to answer it out loud. But if I could guess a little bit of what's in the room, I bet there's someone that said, you know, my heart needs to be here. I need to sing songs. I need to hear a word. Others probably said, I'm here just because I love Jesus. Where else would I be? I'm here to be filled up because I need a little something extra to get through this week. I'm here because life is hard right now. I need some encouragement. I'm here because I heard coffee was back and I need that. And all these answers are fine and all these answers are true. But I wonder if when we're asked why we're here, if any of us first immediately recognize that we are here because people came before us that got us here. You see, we didn't stumble into faith by ourselves. We don't discover God in a vacuum. We are in this literal place right here, this location, because some people came before us like 70-ish years ago who believed in all their hearts that Belfair needed a church. And so they put their love and their labor into this very place coming to be. That's like a little reason why we're here, because someone built this church. We worship because someone along the way has taught us how to worship. Whether it was faithful parents that had you in church nursery from the time you were 6 weeks old, to a grandparent who went out of their way to tell you the stories of Jesus, Sunday school teachers, teachers of any kind, friends, family, neighbors, who answered your questions, who invited you along. Again, we ask, why are you here this morning? Who brought you here? Who in your life walked this path with Jesus before you and somehow showed you the way? Whose life has taught you that this Jesus stuff, it actually works? Who did you see live and die walking with Jesus and showing you that there is a way for faithful perseverance in this life with God stuff? Who's that for you? Because odds are, you've given your life totally over to our Savior, adjusted your plans and your will and your ways for him, because you've likely had some faithful witnesses in your life who walked before you and showed you it was worth it. You didn't just hear one story about Jesus one day and said, sounds good, I'll have that. It doesn't really happen that way. Who are your faithful witnesses? Who are those who have already gone and are already with Jesus? And who have showed you what life with Jesus looks like? This morning, we acknowledge that they're here with us. Candles, not just candles. They're here with us. They're alive with Jesus. And because Jesus is close, they are close too. You're faithful witnesses. Would you take just a moment in your heart to be aware that they are here? They're here. The words of this year, unprecedented times, uncharted territory. You heard those a few times in 2020? We all feel a little bit disoriented, unsure, worried about how we're going to keep on when we're already so tired, so confused. Our faithful witnesses, the good news is they've walked. They've walked their own uncharted paths, and they've arrived at the finish line with Jesus. And if we listen, if we just slow down from the rat race enough and listen, they tell us how to keep on keeping on in the faith. We just need to listen. Hebrews 12 follows Hebrews 11. If you didn't know anything, you got that one thing today. Follows Hebrews 11. And Hebrews 11 gives us this long list of people who walked faithfully with God. There's tons of names in that one chapter. The one thing that every name in Hebrews 11 has in common is they all experienced some really hard stuff. And they all stuck with God anyway. In Hebrews 11, Abel is the first name mentioned. He's like the third or fourth human on earth. One of the first two born outside the Garden of Eden. Want to talk about uncharted territory? The first one to like live in the real world. That's uncharted territory. And he gives God his very best offering. And what happens? His brother kills him for it. And Abel calls to us from that cloud of witnesses. And he says, give God your best, even when it costs you everything. I tell you, he's worth it. Abraham's on that list. You know Abraham's story. He was called to leave his home and go somewhere that he had no idea about and start to father this new nation of God's chosen people. Unprecedented times, no doubt. And Abraham calls to us and he says, follow your God. Even when you have no idea where he's taking you, follow him. He's worth it. I tell you, he's worth it. Moses makes the list. You know Moses? Called to lead a people who had been enslaved for 400 years into freedom. Uncharted territory, the Sinai Desert. And Moses calls to us from that cloud of witnesses, and he says, say yes to God. Even when you would rather he call someone else, just say yes. He's worth it. Our cloud of witnesses. Do you remember what happened when COVID-19 first started to spread in our country? Do you remember the news reports from those first few weeks? Remember them? They all kept going back to this one thing, the Spanish flu of 1918. You remember? Remember? They were all wanting to see how people made it through a pandemic before us. How did they do it? How did they make these hard times? And when the going gets tough, we all do it. We look back to those who have been through the tough and found life on the other side. When we're not sure what's ahead, we listen to the saints. And they tell us how to keep on keeping on. Hebrews 12 verse 1 reminds us that we've got tons of these. Tons of these saints who are showing us the way to make it to better days. The Message version said that. I love it. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way. All these veterans cheering us on. pioneers and veterans on the Jesus way. I love that. Is that going to be you a few decades from now? Pioneers and veterans on the Jesus way. All of those who have walked with Jesus and made it to the end without throwing in their towel. They're with Jesus right now, and they're cheering us on right now. Add to the names in Scripture the veterans of Jesus that are closer to your very own life. The grandma, the teacher, the neighbor, the parents who walked with Jesus before you, who were showing you that His way actually works. Listen to them this morning. Can you hear them? Right now, listen, listen, listen. They're cheering you on. They're saying, stay on the Jesus way. Keep on, be faithful. It's hard, yeah, but it's worth it. These ones sitting with Jesus right now, they're calling to us. They're saying, I promise you, it's worth it. Who are the veterans of the faith for you? The ones a little closer than Abraham and Moses. My grandpa, you've heard about him plenty of times. He's the one who just keeps calling out to me, reminding me that there is no retirement in life with Jesus. Up until the very end, he poured all of himself out for the church. And he never grew resentful. He never regretted it. He's a saint. And he's calling to me, saying to me all the time, Jamie, this is a hard time to be a pastor. Keep showing up. Stay faithful to Jesus and to his church. It's worth it. My grandma joins him. My grandma was full of joy until the very last second of her life. Even as dementia slowly took her mind, her heart was always a heart of gold. Her joy, even on the very worst days, was still so complete. Those last couple years, she lived at my mom's house, and she was having a terrible day one day where her mind was just messing with her, and she was hallucinating and seeing all these figures, and they were scary figures. She thought they were trying to hurt her, and she had spent the whole day crying out and my mom trying to comfort her. It got time for bed. My mom was helping her get to bed. My mom was so exhausted. My grandma looked up with this big smile, and she said, hasn't this day been divine? She's a saint who calls to me. Jamie, choose joy. This year's been hard, sure. But where's the people saying, and this year has been divine? See the divine. Celebrate it. Stay faithful by staying joyful in Jesus. My grandma calls out, stay joyful. It's worth it. Our church has gained some new saints this year. We've got their pictures up here. Teresa, she calls to us. And she says, love those children. The littlest ones who can't speak for themselves, care for them. It's the Jesus way, and it's so worth it. And did you know that in her 3 years serving in the church nursery, she never once missed a Sunday caring for our little babies? It's a position that doesn't get a lot of spotlight, but it requires so much care. And Teresa just kept showing up for the ones nearest and dearest to the heart of Jesus. And she calls to us. She says, stay faithful to the most vulnerable. They're worth it. It's worth it. Linda Swan, she calls to us. A grandma who would lay her life down for her family any day. She'd fight for them. Even when she was tired, still she'd bring these energetic grandkids to the place where she knew they needed to be to encounter the heart of Jesus. And in her very last days, her heart wasn't about her own sickness and her cancer. It was all for her family. Her heart was all for Dave and her girls and her grandkids. And she calls to us. She says, keep pouring out that unconditional love for those ones that God has put in your care. It's the faithful way, and it's worth it. Judy Hastings, she's our newest saint, and she calls to us. Up to her very last days, she was still always the first one to bring the gifts for the kids that were asked for, to bring food for the meals that we were having together. Month by month, faithfully preparing this table right here so we might come and eat with our Jesus. Just a few months ago, sitting in a circle out there with about a dozen of us at 74 years old, asking together how we can help heal the racism in our land at 74 years old. She's a veteran. She's walked with Jesus here. And she's telling us, if we're listening, it's worth it, you guys. It's worth it. Give generously. Look out to bless others. Never stop growing. Stay the course. It's worth it. Who are the veterans of the faith joining these voices, calling out to your heart today? Who are your people? What are they saying? What did faithfulness look like for them? How did they uniquely show the fingerprints of Jesus? And how are they calling you to try out this Jesus stuff too? Hear it. Listen. They're saying it was all worth it. Loving Jesus there. And now they completely get to love him in heaven. They're saying, so worth it. So worth it. Do you hear them? Do you hear them? Verse 1 goes on, says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, never quit. Let us run with perseverance this race set out for us. The saints are calling to us. They're saying, Jesus is worth it, and now you're up. It's your turn to run. They lived their life with Jesus. They served him. They did what was theirs to do, and they're saying, you're on deck now. It's our time to get after it. You know, this might come as news. I hope it doesn't. But we only get to live one life. And we've only got one life to show Jesus just how much we actually love him. We best get to it, you guys. They're telling us so. Start running the good race that moves with Jesus. Start running. And just like Forrest Gump, once you start running, just keep running. They're calling out, it's your turn. Run the race. You know, some historians are saying that 2020 is quickly catching up to 1968 as the worst year in modern history. And while 2020 is hard, you got a global pandemic, if you didn't know, economic disaster, political chaos, the dark underbelly of our society being exposed. There's a couple things that are still true. And those who have walked with Jesus before us would tell us they've known their very own share of crises. World wars, plagues, great depressions. Dictators, evil regimes. We have witnesses who have shown us that it is actually possible to stay in the race with Jesus even when the entire world around us goes to pot. And if they could, we're up now. We're on deck. We can too. The other thing about that, we don't get to choose the time in history that we're gonna exist. God does that. And God knows exactly what's in the cards for every generation. So get this, God knew that you were one of the ones who would walk the dark days of 2020 as a person of hope and as a person of truth. He chose you for this very time. He chose you for this crazy hard year that's going down as one of the hardest in history. He chose you to get to run this leg of the race. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, those who went before us, they showed us that we could keep on running no matter what the evening news says. They were chosen for other hard years, for other hard races. This is our hard year. This is our race. And God chose us for this. What an honor to get to shine a light for Him as we stay in the race. And one of the hardest years in history. You guys, your God must really think you're something to choose you for this time. Do you believe that? Doesn't matter because it's true. Your God must really think you're something to choose you to be one of His people in this crazy time. God is calling the saints with Him, and they're saying, keep running the Jesus way. You're up. Don't slow down. Jesus' people have always run through hard times. So how can we run this race? The saints tell us so. Let go of all that hinders and the sins that entangle. They call to us. And they cry out, whatever is keeping you from being 100% in with Jesus, totally surrendered to Him, just let it go. Just that easy. You know, I've walked with many people in their transition from life here on earth to life in heaven. And I can tell you, with everyone I've been with, in those final days, as they reflect on their life and what they're proud of, what's brought them peace and joy as they finish the race, do you know what they don't ever say? All the people that I've watched transition to their new home in heaven, not a one has ever looked at me in those last days and boasted at all about the money in their bank account. Turns out at the end, it didn't matter. And they don't ever go on and on about those fancy vacations they had. Doesn't matter anymore. They don't tell me about that collection of stamps they've been working on since they were 8. They don't talk about their degrees or their promotions. I've never heard anyone on their deathbed say, I just wish I'd been a little richer. I wish I had a bigger house. I wish I had one more stamp. I wish I'd gotten high just one more time. No. No, as people prepare to finish their race, what they always want to talk about is their relationships with God and with others. They want to talk about their faith, about how this Jesus they know and love is carrying them home because He's always carried them. They want to talk about their kids and their grandkids and how that's what they're going to miss most of all. If they mention wishing for anything, what they wish for is that they'd spend more time with them. What they wish for is that they'd had more faith to follow God into deeper waters this side of heaven. I've never heard a single one who was about to breathe their last breath at the end of their race say, you know, I wish I had held back from God just a little bit more. Dang it. I've never heard one at the end of their life say, you know, I wish I had loved just a little bit less. Never. Take note of that. Our saints are calling to us. When it comes to the end of our race, what folks wish is that they had let go sooner of all the things that kept them from giving themselves over fully to what matters. Before it was too late. Loving God and loving God's people. That's it. those saints who have laid on those deathbeds and reflected on their lives, they call to us. And they say, don't wait until the very end to let go of whatever is keeping you from being fully in the race with Jesus. Let it go now. Run with all your heart now. Jesus is worth it now. Drop everything that's keeping you from being fully in with him now. What are you waiting for? You've got one life to live. Live it with Jesus right now. Right now. Throw off whatever's keeping you from him. So how do we keep running once we start running? How do we stay faithful? Our saints have an answer for that too. It's simple, but we forget it sometimes. They say, keep your eyes on Jesus, the one who started his faith in you. Eyes on him. He knows the way to see it through. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, the Jesus story, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That'll shoot adrenaline into your souls when you need your second wind of faith. How to keep running? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Sometimes more than a new revelation, we just need a call back to what we've always known. Because you see, our eyes get so fixed on so many other things these days. Poll numbers, virus cases, Facebook feeds, bank accounts, Netflix binges to tune it all out. What have your eyes been fixed on lately? All these things, they suck us in, and we start believing that they're telling the full story about what's going on around here. And the saints, they call out and they say, you guys, those things you're worried about in the big scheme of life, they change by the second. Eyes back on Jesus. Dig into his story until you know the Jesus story like the back of your hand. Do you know the Jesus story as good as you know your last fishing story? It's more important. Practice sitting in the presence of Jesus until you know him like you know your very best friend, because he wants to be your very best friend. Jesus walked his own hard journey, and he was faithful to the Father every second of it. Study how he did it, it says. More than you study sports statistics or stock markets, study how Jesus stayed faithful in his race. Because that's what we need to run. That's what we need to live. Eyes back on Jesus. Want to stay in the race with God? Want to keep running towards God with all your might, with all your heart in these unprecedented times? The call today is just simple. Eyes back on Jesus. You see, Jesus knew who he was. And he knew what he came to do. And he always knew where he was going. And so it says he could put up with anything. Cross, shame, a terrible year, anything. Knowing what he was here for and knowing what was promised on the other side of the race, he could stay faithful until he sat by his Father in heaven. Eyes on him, my friends. And we can put up with anything too. Eyes on him. And we can know who we really are and what we're really for and where we're actually going. Eyes on him. And we can know that Jesus is taking this lap with us. Eyes on him. We can run through some really hard days too. We can know victory with God is possible for us too. The saints are calling. Do you hear them? They're all singing the same song. Look at Jesus. And Jesus is calling with them, eyes on me. You're on deck for this time, for this place. Run your race. Eyes on me. Oh, the noise. I heard people this morning saying, it's too loud. It's okay. It's appropriate because today's about noise. There's a noise lingering over us of many voices, thousands upon thousands, dare I say millions upon millions of veterans of the faith who are right now cheering us on. Get that. It's real. Imagine it. Hear it. It's real. It's not too loud. This is good noise. Abraham and Moses, Peter and Paul, Mary and Martha, Calvin and Luther, Teresa and Linda and Judy, all your own loved ones, they're standing with Jesus right now and they're looking at you and they're waving their flags and they're saying, eyes on Jesus, run your race, eyes on Jesus. Until you finish strong and join us here, eyes on Jesus, run your race. We've run through hard times, they're saying. You can too. Eyes on Jesus. Run your race. There's going to be an All Saints Day a few decades down the road. And some of the very kids in this church are going to be asked on that morning, why are you here? Why are you following this Jesus when all your peers walked away? Who showed you the way? Who loved Jesus in your presence and helped you fall in love with him too? And might those little kids who are now grown-ups close their eyes and see us waving our flags and cheering them on for faithful running in their generation. We've got to faithfully run our race to give them any hope of knowing how to run theirs. Our faith is a gift from the saints. The best gifts you don't keep for yourselves and hoard them. The best gifts you passed on. My friends, could we live like those who are bound for sainthood so the kiddos in our midst might get to share in the gifts that we've been given? The gift of knowing this Jesus is totally worth it. Lord Jesus, that is my prayer. This is a room right here full of future saints. We're surrounded by those who have gone before us. They all had their downfalls. None was perfect. Makes us love them more. Because they were faithful to hold on to you. To keep their eyes on you. Until they found themselves in your presence once and for all. We thank you for them. And we ask, oh God, that you would help us surrender our lives to you once again. Help us get in the race and keep running again, because there's some little ones coming up behind us who need some veterans of the faith to show them there's a way to live the Jesus way. May our lives imitate that way. It's the only way. Help us believe it with all of our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.